Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. The soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head. They clothed him in a purple robe and went up to him again and again, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they slapped him in the face. Once more Pilate came out and said to the Jews gathered there, "Look, I am bringing him out to you to let you know that I find no basis for a charge against him." Then Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and a purple robe. Pilate said to them, "Here is the man." As soon as the chief priests and their officials saw him, they shouted, "Crucify! Crucify!" But Pilate answered, "You take him and crucify him. As for me, I find no basis for a charge against him." The Jewish leaders insisted, "We have a law, and according to that law, he must die because he claimed to be the Son of God." When Pilate heard this, he was even more afraid. And he went back inside the palace. "Where do you come from?" he asked Jesus. But Jesus gave no answer. "Don't you realize I have the power to either to free you or crucify you?" Jesus answered, "You would have no power over me if it were not given to you from above. Therefore, the one who handed me over to you is guilty of a greater sin." From then on, Pilate tried to set Jesus free. But the Jewish leaders kept shouting, "If you let this man go, you are no friend of Caesar. Anyone who claims to be a king opposes Caesar." When Pilate heard this, he brought Jesus out and sat down on the judge's seat at a place known as the stone pavement, which is Gabbatha. It was the day of preparation of Passover. It was about noon. "Here is your king," Pilate said to the Jews. But they shouted, "Take him away. Take him away. Crucify him." "Shall I crucify your king?" Pilate asked. "We have no king but Caesar," the chief priest answered. Finally, Pilate handed him over so that he might be crucified. What a drama we see playing out. It's like no play we've ever witnessed or will ever witness. From the very foundation of the earth was this great drama written. In this reading and in Roger's preceding me, we see Jesus, the Son of God, God made flesh to dwell among us. We see the very creator of the universe filled with the Holy Spirit, the life of God, caught between the religious establishment of the day and the world, the ungodly world. And both of them don't know what to do with him. They don't know what to do. The world says, "He's done nothing wrong. Why are we going to kill him?" The religious authority says, "He proclaims that he is king. We have no king but Caesar." He thinks he's God. I want to look at this from what we are seeing happening prophetically in this drama. The first thing I see is that it was not some form of torture. It was not some mean trick. We have to realize this was part of the plan. This was God's will. That's a hard pill to swallow. But it's a reality. Sin had to be paid for. The wages of sin is death. And in this reading, we begin to see the love of God pay that debt for you, for me, for the world, the ungodly world, and for the religious establishment. John 3:16 says that God so loved the world. God so loved Pilate. What? God so loved Pilate. God so loved the chief priests. God so loved the Roman soldiers that flogged him. God so loved the disciples that betrayed him and denied him. God so loved you. At your worst. God so loves me. At my worst. He so loved me that he was willing to pay the price. The Old Testament lesson that we heard, read today. But he was wounded for our transgression. Every lash of the flogging. Every lash was for you. And it was for me. Extracting the wages of our sin. Of their sin on the perfect sacrifice, the Lamb of God, without sin himself, without spot or blemish, not deserving of one, even unto death, not deserving. What do I mean by that? I don't know about you, but even if I made it to that point in my life without sin, you start whooping me and lashing me, slapping me and kicking me, mocking me and spitting in my face, make me walk down a road carrying a hard cross, lay me on that cross, drive nails in my hand, I think I'm going to find a sin there. He did not. He remained without sin. Therefore, he was the perfect sacrifice. The second thing I see prophetically happening here, and again, I find it unusual, that it was not the religious establishment, but it was the world that crowned him King of the Jews. It was the world that clothed him in his kingly robe. It wasn't the religious establishment. Prophetically, the Gentiles declared he was the king before the Jews received him as such. Prophetically, the Lamb was wrapped in the robes of kingly royalty and done so by the world. We see it here when they said they soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns. They clothed him in a purple robe. And they said, "Hail to the King of the Jews." And then when Jesus was led before the people, he was wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And then at last, when Pilate said, "Here is your king, what shall I do with your king? Shall I crucify your king?" Words that are shouted across history. They're shouted throughout time. God in and out of time, redeeming man by his own sacrifice, by his own blood. And even in that humanly marred, beaten, ran down state, prophetically being declared king of all. Thank you, Lord. The last thing I find amusing, if you can find amusing in this scripture, is the last exchange between Jesus and Pilate. Pilate says, "Where do you come from?" Think of all the other things that the interaction they've already had. What school, what seminary did you graduate from? Whose sect were you under? All those things, maybe he was hidden behind that, and Jesus just looked at him, did not answer him. That provoked Pilate's pride. And we see that pride being provoked. When Pilate said, "Don't you realize I have the power either to free you or crucify you?" Like, you best not shut up in front of me. Your life is in my hands. That's what he was saying. Oh, but Jesus responded. Jesus responded, "You would have no power over me to either free..." No, I'm sorry. "You will have no power over me if it were not given to you from above." In another version, "from my Father above." He made no bones about his answer. "Where are you from, buddy?" "I'm from up there. Daddy's in charge and you're not." Because, I mean, in this answer is everything. Pilate did not kill Jesus. The Roman soldiers did not kill Jesus. The religious leaders, the high priest, did not kill Jesus. Jesus was not killed. He freely gave his life that you and I might be saved. My question to you, my question to me, where am I in this drama today? Where is my life in this drama today? Am I Pilate? Am I Roman soldiers? Am I the religious tradition? Or am I kneeling before my Father, accepting all he has in complete humility?